When I do, they are empty. The card is gone. How did you... He pulls the card from behind my ear and places it triumphantly in my palm.
Ah, there it was. Such mischievous calling cards I have, I'm afraid.
Dr. Van Ripple pats his pockets and frowns.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
What is the matter? Felicity asks.
I seem to have misplaced my wallet. I do hate to impose, but might you lend an old man a few shillings? I give you my word as a gentleman that I shall repay you in full on the morrow.
There you are! Really, girls, you had me quite worried, Mademoiselle Lafarge announces, hastening straight for us with a fuming Macleady behind her. I do hope the magic lantern show is a wonder, for this may be my last night on earth. Dr. Van Ripple's smile is kind.
Fear not, dear lady. Your daughters are well in hand and safe from the riffraff, I assure you.
These young ladies are not my daughters, sir. They are my charges, Mademoiselle Lafarge splutters. You had me quite worried indeed, girls.
Trouble, my dear.
Inspector Kent takes a stand beside Mademoiselle Lafarge. He gives the doctor the penetrating stare he has perfected as a policeman, and the magician blanches.
Well, I shall be off then,
Dr. Van Ripple says quickly.
Hold a moment. I know that face. Bob Sharp. It's been a while, but I see the years haven't changed everything about you, sir.
Inspector Kent stares hard at Dr. Van Ripple.
You weren't attempting to extort money from these young ladies, were you?
Inspector, you do wound me,
Dr. Van Ripple says.
I merely watched over them like a mother hen.
The inspector folds his arms and looms over Dr. Van Ripple.
Like a fox guarding the hens, you mean? Mr. Sharp, I trust that you have no desire to return to prison, and that I'll not see you again this evening.
As it happens, I have a previous engagement.
Miss Macleady's stare nearly stops my blood.
I am sorry, Mademoiselle Lafarge. I was gone but a moment, she says.
Ladies, Mademoiselle Lafarge chides, if you ever wish to leave the confines of Spence again...
Spence, you say? Spence Academy for young ladies?
Dr. Van Ripple asks. Mademoiselle Lafarge nods. The very same, sir. Dr. Van Ripple gives us a little push.
Yes, well, wouldn't want to miss the show. Best to take your seats now. A good evening to you all, Inspector.
And with that, the old man hobbles away as fast as he can. Lafarge shakes her head.
What an odd fellow.
Dr. Theodore Van Ripple, nay Bob Sharp, magician, thief, fraud. Did he tell you ladies a fantastic tale, then claim he could not find his wallet?
The inspector inquires. We nod sheepishly. He told us of a vanishing lady, his assistant, Anne says. He believed her to be murdered. Miss Macleady frowns.
I think that's quite enough.
Yes, I assure you. Dr. Van Ripple is a conjurer of tales and cannot be trusted,
Inspector Kent says.
Now, shall we see the miracle of moving pictures?
It would seem that Dr. Van Ripple is nothing but a con. I can't understand why my visions have led me to this aging magician with a vivid imagination and a coat as shabby as his reputation. And to think I've chanced magic on it. Did you find your acquaintance, Miss Macleady? Felicity asks, and I should like to kick her for it.
I did indeed, she says. At first I thought my eyes deceived me, for he disappeared in the crowd, but happily I found him again.
I'm confused. How could she have met up with Falson when he was nothing more substantial than ether? Is she lying? Or is Falson really here among us?